I was going to get that film, but I read it was pants, and I didn't bother.
I thought it was a good film, but I could tell why people thought it was pants, and it's got one of those endings where I was like,
it's all a dream,
bitch. Well, this is one I will tell you the ending.
Yeah, please do, so I don't have to bother.
You already seen it, Ken?
Nah, I don't really care to see it either, so it's not that kind of movie.
It's basically the final round between leading actor, I think it was Venison Wu or something.
Strange fucking name.
And must have been Andy On, and it basically, not sure if it is the final round or after the final round, but you never get to find out who wins the tournament. Nah. The sort of thing where both of them go for the final punch, then the film just ends.
It's like a classic 70s martial arts ending then.
Maybe Wong Jing could cash on it then.
Sequel.
It could have just ended like with black screen and the words fuck you. That's what it felt like. Like,
I would have liked the film because of that, because you know, we got the balls.
But it just made so much, and you got that into it and said, right, I want to see who wins. Then it gets to the point, then it just cuts off like, motherfucker.
It's clever marketing.
I want to write a letter to that director.
Daniel Lee, we're after you.
That's why I've no really got faith in that movie he's doing, the new with Andy Lau. The Three Kingdom movie.
Oh, number one.
I'm just not too keen on it. There's just something about it, and the fact that you pissed me off that time. It's not recovered. The wound's still fresh.
While we're slightly off topic then, Daniel Lee is still a director too that you can recommend people to seek out, but not because of his action films, but because of his dramas. Mainly Till Death Do Us Part, which is a divorce drama with Anita Yun and Alex Fong, Francis, depressing as fuck, but really, really well made, and shows Daniel Lee can make that film, kind of film, and also the Leslie Cheung film Moonlight Express, which was partly questionably good, but still showed his strength when directing drama, which is a shame he's not developing that side. He likes his brain dead MTV style, apparently, and, you know. Up yours, Danny Lee.